The first instance, just to explain to people, like, all of us have either received or know somebody who's received one of those dodgy, scammy texts purporting to be either from the likes of the HSE or some kind of parcel delivery company asking you for a few euros to let whatever service to go ahead, and then they ask for your bank details. And people in good faith sometimes do that because at this time of the year they are expecting a parcel, and they paid the 2 or 3 euros, and the next thing they find is that the bank account has been emptied of money. And to date, basically, the attitude of the banks is, and they're not required by law to do anything different, the attitude of the banks has been, by and large, it has nothing really to do with us. So I've tabled quite a lot of amendments to try and beef up new proposals that will be coming for the Parliament in spring about tackling these scams and financial fraud. So a number of them would be, in the first instance, that to ensure that all victims of all scams would be entitled to a refund, because at the minute the only refund you're entitled to is if it's your bank that has been at issue in this regard. So all people who have been hit by such dodgy scams would be entitled to a refund. Also, that it would be mandatory for banks, when they are made aware of these scam texts or any kind of financial scams, that they pass that information on to other financial services, because at the minute they're not obliged to do so, and it's very infrequent that they actually do. And the other thing is that at the minute, for somebody to get any money back, is they need to prove that the bank was at fault, and at this will then put the onus back on the bank that they're the ones who need to prove the case that they didn't do anything wrong, and for them then to be able to use their vast resources, hopefully, to go after the people who are involved in these scams, because the ordinary person cannot do that at this minute. So when we put all those together, it'll be hopefully a huge improvement in the legislation, and will be a good victory for consumers and victims of this fraud if they're supported by MEPs, and I'm hoping that they will. I've got positive signal so far, and that come spring of 2024 the Parliament in its full will vote on it and will hopefully become legislation.
And something that is often said about these scams, particularly the text messages, is that they look so convincing and people believe that they are genuine. I suppose, what are some of the telltale signs that people should be suspicious about?
Well, obviously, in the first instance, if you're receiving you're receiving a request for funding for a service that you have absolutely no awareness of, that, like, if you're not expecting a parcel and suddenly a parcel delivery company says they're looking for 2 or 3 euros on you for the service to proceed, you begin to immediately question. It's the same when the government don't send you out texts looking to give you rebates on energy supplies or from revenue on an 087 or an 086 number. That's not the way how they operate their business. So there's those smaller telltale signs, but there are people who, just maybe a bit more vulnerable in that regards. If you're uncertain in regards to getting the likes of these scam texts, or you get a text and you're not sure whether it's a scam or not, go to somebody else that you know and ask them for their opinion. That's probably as good of advice as I can give to anybody.